You are hearing the voice of Sacramento.
Electric current, television, flicker across the ghost of subdivision. Lock the door.
Seven, The Voice and Felsen featuring Andrew Griffin, who's right here with me now. And Dar Ackerman's not on that track, but I want to say hello to Dar Ackerman and Andrew Griffin. How you guys doing?
Great.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, let's adjust your mics. we're doing the sound check on the air. La 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 la.
Hello, Sacramento.
La la la.
Okay, you guys sound pretty wonderful. I think you adjusted your voices rather than me. This is exciting. You know, I saw a show at it was at the Fox and Goose. It was a Felsen show back in February, I believe, and that was where I was first introduced to the wondrous supernatural power known as Dara Ackerman.
Aww.
So, Dara, are you now a full member of Felsen? How does that work in the indie rock world?
Well, you know, I have been an official member of Felsen since after the CD release show at the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco, right?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool. And Andrew, of course, you are the main man, the leader of Felsen, and I've seen you guys a number of times.
The Grand Poobah.
The Grand Poobah. You're even wearing the hat with the horns. That's how I know you're the Grand Poobah. He's wearing a kind of a deer antler thing on his hat. Anyway, so first of all, Dara, you're lucky to find Felsen. Andrew, you're lucky to find Dara. How did you guys hook up musically? This is very interesting to me.
We met across a crowded room. No, I'm kidding. We met through our mutual friend, Scarth Locke, who's a singer-songwriter, and we're both in Scarth's band. I play drums in Scarth's band, and Dara plays keyboards and sing. And we just kind of became friends through that, and she kind of roped me in to start working on her project, playing drums, and... I guess I asked her to, I needed somebody to help us out on a gig or needed some extra vocals. So she came and sat in on a gig, learned a couple of tunes, and just, we haven't kicked her out yet. So
that's good.
Or she hasn't quit yet. Let's put it that way.
And Dara, I've heard your music and we're going to get into that in a few minutes, but your style is what I would call, as we in the business say, it's way different than that of Felsen. So, you know, how would you describe your typical music? Your sound.
You know, that was kind of the million-dollar question for me for a long time. But finally, my friends who helped me create and produce the album, and I came up with, it's eclectic indie singer-songwriter music. Okay. That's kind of what it is. That kind of covers the bases.
That is what it is, with a heavy emphasis on the vocals. And you are an amazing vocalist, and my friends listening will get to hear you in just a little while. I would say... Would it be fair to say that you're known for your vocals if you're known for anything?
Well, you know, a friend of mine a while back did say to me, you know, Dara, your songs are all about your voice. And yeah. I didn't know what he meant at the time, but I guess maybe, you know, I love to sing.
And your songs do showcase your vocals. And, you know, that's the kind of singing that's going to win you Vocalist of the Year if you just keep at it like that.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
not giving anything away yet. And so when you joined Felsen, you know, that's more of a, well, that is a group effort. That's an established rock band, and they've been at it for several years. How did you just fit in so seamlessly? I mean, that was interesting to me as well.
Well, you know, after that first gig that you invited me to do with you, Andrew, it was at the Red Devil Lounge. We were part of a group show in which everybody was singing Talking Heads covers. And we did one of my personal favorites, Heaven. Andrew said, do you want to sing backing vocals on Heaven? I was like, you mean my favorite song of all time? Why, yes. And that was really fun. And I realized, wow, I really love singing with Andrew. I mean, I knew him as my drummer. And Scarth's drummer. And I had gone to see his band and thought, what is going on here? Like, something special is happening when Felsen is on stage. Yes. That is for sure. And I had never seen anything quite like it. But I never expected I would be in the band. However, I loved singing with Andrew so much. And then when he asked if I would learn a couple more, I started listening to the album like crazy. Because, you know, like, for me, to learn backing vocals, the best way I know how to do it is to put a CD in the car and listen to the track again and again and again and again until it's so ingrained in me I can never forget it.
Huh.
And then Andrew, after hearing these two songs that I sang with him, he said, well, why don't we just sing the whole album right now?
Wow.
We were in the studio. I was like, oh, I don't know the whole album. I only know those two songs. He says, I bet you do. And sure enough, I knew every song.
Wow.
And
that's
then,
this album here?
Yeah.
I Don't Know How to Talk Anymore?
That was the one.
Okay.
Yeah. And so then I joined them on their next gig singing all the songs.
So when you were in your car listening to the CD, is that kind of where you developed the background vocals and what they should sound like? Is that how you do it?
Yeah. People learn music different ways. I guess I'm very much about doing it by ear. And, I must listen to every track like 100 times to just really get all the nuances. And, you know, I try to emulate exactly as it is on the recording.
Hmm.
And I've worked with other artists in different ways, but in this case, that's worked really well. I just show up and know the stuff and we start singing. I love that.
Well, I've listened to every track on that album 100 times and I've sung along to it in my car, but it does not come out anything like you, believe me. There's a reason why you're in Felsen and I'm not in Felsen. Let's put it that way.
It's not too late, Mike.
Yes, it is. Felsen is a force of nature. I have to say that. And Andrew, your shows, I've seen you, I'd say, in every conceivable configuration of Felsen, except maybe where you're not in the band. I've seen, you know, you in a bass. I've seen you in a bass and a drummer. You in a bass and another guitarist. And then I've seen you, a bass, a drummer, and Dara. So you guys are pretty flexible, but you still have that fire and that power every time I've seen you, even as you and Christian Hernandez, just as a duo.
Well, thanks. I think that for me, the thing I always think about is that good songs are gonna, you can play them any number of different ways, and it's fun to force yourself into a different situation and see what you can come up with. And I like that. It's kind of the thrill of the hunt, you know, seeing how you can fit your music into any given environment and try to win people over. Sometimes it's, you know, with antics and crazy behavior, and other times people are actually listening to the music, and that's a beautiful thing, you know.
And the antics are fun. I've seen different crowd pleasing techniques, we'll call it that. I've seen you take a room and you know, maybe they're scattered out, the shy people are sitting in the back like in a class and I've seen you play, and usually when you're on electric guitar, it's wireless, and it's for a reason, because you're like rounding people up and bringing them closer to the stage. I just think that really it's pretty powerful. I mean, being there live is so different and so much better than hearing a recording for that reason. You really make it an event.
Thanks. You know, I don't know if we've ever really found the way to capture what we do on stage in a record. I hope maybe we'll do that someday. The records are kind of like their own animals, and the stage show is its own thing too. And I like both. They're both different. They're both satisfying on different levels. And so I'm just happy to be able to get to do what I do, and grateful that I'm still able to do it. You know, you're talking about, it's been a couple of years. It's been 5 years I've had Felsen, but 5 years, it's really dog years. It's like 35 years.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, takes a chunk of your central nervous system, but I'm glad I'm still able to do it. And I'm lucky that I've always been surrounded by good people too.
Yeah, definitely. And you guys are doing a show tonight. This is your gig tonight in Sacramento, right, Dara?
Yeah, Andrew's good enough to come up and back me up on guitar.
That's wonderful. So go ahead and tell everybody where you're playing, what the gig's all about tonight.
We're going to be at Luna's Cafe.
All right.
In downtown Sacramento. We're going to be opening up for the birthday party of Art Luna.
That's cool.
The owner proprietor. So wonderful. And I'd love to give a shout out to Dean Hawkinson of Be Brave, Bold Robot.
BBBR, yeah.
An amazing band here in Sacramento. Dean is a friend of mine now through Andrew, who connected me with Art. And that's how I got so lucky to be playing at Art's Cafe tonight.
It's just a small little circle, isn't it?
It is. And I think that circle would fit in Luna's. It's an intimate, wonderful venue. But I love the whole chain of how things happen. I met Dara through Andrew. Andrew through Rich McCulley. Rich McCulley through Sparkle Jet. Sparkle Jet through Natalie Cortez and the Ultraviolets band that used to play here. And so on and so forth. So there's just, you know, a couple degrees of separation for all of us. Sometimes it takes time to develop that. What time's the show at Luna's?
The show is at 8:30. Okay. We're going on first. And let's see. We are followed by
Puppet Theater.
Let's see.
I'm kidding.
Chris Fairman, who goes on second, and headlining is Calling Tempo.
Okay. Yeah. I had Chris Fairman in these very Twirl Studios about a year or so ago, and he's really good singer-songwriter. You're going to like him. And I've not heard the headliners or the last band. You never know who the headliners, but I've never heard them. Mm-hmm. But it's all in service to Art Luna. Art Luna is a wonderful local resource. He's been at it for 30 years. Wow. And he's a big supporter of indie music. So you're hooked up with a good guy. You really, really are.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you haven't met Art before, Andrew?
No.
You'll like him. He will like you. That's the thing, too.
He's great.
Most importantly.
He's so great.
Most significantly.
Yes. We think so.
That should be everyone's number one occupation.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes. It's also second Saturday night in Sacramento. It's the second Saturday art walk, so there might be some people walking around hop in between galleries and such. So it could be a pretty festive evening here in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. You guys are loaded up with guitars. You've got weapons of mass music or something like that here. Would you like to unleash some wonderful music on us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want to do, Dara?
We could do a Felsen tune first or a Dara Ackerman.
Let's do one of... it's all about Dara today. It's Dara Day here in Sacramento,
shucks.
So I defer to you.
All right. You know, let's do Cowgirl in Varanasi.
Perfect.
One, two, one, two, three, four. I got plenty of rope. I'm walking right beside me. I got plenty of rope. I'm walking the street just like I'm Jesus on the water, water. Nobody's hitting me like Buddha's only daughter. Hey, Daddy, look at me. I got plenty of rope. No more a meddling with me. I got plenty of rope. I'm taking the heat just like I'm calling in a burning valley. Somebody's calling me. Up down the alley, alley, they're aiming right at me. Dogs and horses and sheep and goats, cows and people and people and people. Bikes and scooters and cars and rickshaws, motors and trucks and buggies and bus. Tricycle wagons and tractors and camels, crows and buzzards and beggars and priests. Monkeys and temples and shops and theaters, weddings and babies and cars and funerals. I got plenty of rope, you go on ahead of me. Plenty of hope right up the street. They got the honey flavored memory candy. Who was that me? I'm at the end of my rope. If we don't stop right now, I think I'm gonna scream. I got plenty of rope, yeah, maybe not so handy. I sure knew what a mofo, honey, that was me. I got plenty of dust and cars and people and houses and nuts. If we don't go right now, I think I'm gonna scream. Don't stop right now. I think you'll have to leave. Mouth shut, sit butt. Thank God, no longer me. Three, four, Krishna.
Hopefully there'll be more people than just one clapping their hands tonight. That's awesome. And you know what? That's probably the most oddball fun song on the album. I love that one. Wow. Thank you. And where the heck did you learn to sing like that? That's amazing. Everybody, are you listening to this? This is a vocalist right here.
Aw, shucks. Thank you.
Oh, we all know it. It's true. So what is that song about? Sounds like a little cowboy, a little metaphysical on you. Uh-huh. A little bit of everything there.
Yeah. Well, I went on a trip to India for a short visit in, I won't say when. It was a long time ago. And I wound up staying for many years. And this particular song is about a little slice out of that time when friends and I went to the holy city of Varanasi in India, which is one of the craziest and most amazing, beautiful, sacred, and nutty places on earth.
Wow. You know, you don't hear that in the same sentence very often. Nutty, crazy, holy city.
Uh-huh.
How does that happen? That sounds like a fun time.
Yeah. Well, you got to go to really experience it.
Wow. It's like twirl radio on steroids or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow. So I like the concept. Just a short visit to India that stretched out for many years. That sounds like a life-changing event.
It was.
Has that really affected your worldview?
Absolutely. Yeah. I actually learned to laugh, like, in a completely different way when I lived in India.
Wow.
Yeah, when I was around all that chaos and learned to just be a still point in the center of it, that really changed everything for me. And I also lived and worked with Tibetan refugees who, you know, by all rights, should be the most unhappy people, or one of them,
you would think,
on the planet, considering what's happening in occupied Tibet today. But I really learned to laugh, like really laugh, from them.
Mm.
Best sense of humor, most resilient, beautiful, shining, compassionate, forgiving, really so inspiring.
Wow, what a life lesson.
Yeah.
That's truly amazing. So tell us a little bit about the album, the new album. You handed me a copy back in February here in Sacramento, and it's been on my playlist. Tell us a little bit about the album.
All right. Well, it's called Skyland, and Skyland actually, it refers to a state of mind,
okay,
you know, like a very sort of meditative state of mind, in which the mind is, if you want it to be, it can be as big as the sky. And the songs really sort of touch on that in a bunch of different ways. But it also refers to where I was living at the time that I wrote a lot of the songs. My friends and I, who I made this album with, the core of those friends, we lived in the Tibetan exile capital in northern India.
Wow.
In the Himalayan foothills of Dharamsala.
Wow. Now, did you write the songs when you were in India?
I wrote a bunch of them when I was in India.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you recorded them back here in the States, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. They basically span the period from when I had been invited to go. I'll just say, okay, it was a long time ago. It was in 1995.
A couple years ago.
Okay. A couple years ago. And to when a few years after I come back in 2006, and I realized I wanted to share the songs.
You know, the timing's perfect because I wasn't doing a radio show in 95, so you were free to go, and I started doing this show. By the time you came back, I was here at Access Sacramento doing Twirl Radio again, so your timing was perfect.
Nice!
Music and life in the universe, and that all fits together really well. I'm here with Dara Ackerman and Andrew Griffin. We're running up against the end of the first hour, and we were just so blessed to hear Cowgirl in Varanasi, right? Varanasi.
Mm-hmm. Varanasi,
right?
Yeah.
Varanasi, okay, very cool. Shall we end the segment here with maybe a song off of Skyland?
Sure.
Which one's a good one to play? I'll you call it, I will play it.
Let's do Alive.
Let's do Alive. Ooh, I love that one. Okay, you know, they're all like children, you know, you're not supposed to play favorites, but that's my favorite kid.
Oh, it's your favorite.
It's my favorite kid off your album. So we're going to hear Dara Ackerman and Alive, and we'll be back with more Dara Ackerman and Andrew Griffin in just a few minutes.
Cool.
Tell my daddy.
station you've always wanted. The Voice of Sacramento.
You're standing on the stage again. Your rose is blooming in my head. Behind your curtains, I will be with you. You're packing up the case again. They're placing that song when this thing might.
Seven, The Voice, and Dara Ackerman and Andrew Griffin are with me, and Dara brought that disc along. Dara, why don't you back announce it? Tell everybody what we just heard.
All right, that was Jeff DeZira's new album, Weather Vane. Hot off the press. It just came out into Jeff's hands about 3 days ago. He's got his CD release party happening at Amnesia, which is in the Mission on Valencia in San Francisco. And I sing backup in Jeff's band.
Nice.
Like
nice.
I, you know, like I sing for Felsen and, but nothing like I sing for Felsen. That's, you know, no. But anyway, my band will be opening for Jeff's band that evening.
That's pretty spectacular. Nice, tall, nice, a tight circle of wonderful musicians. The Bay Area's got a phenomenal scene. I'm just blown away every time I go out there. And I feel like the Bay Area is just my home. You know, I'm here in Sacramento, but, you know, so much good music coming out of there.
Yeah, I got to say, Jeff DeZira's music is amazing.
And I get to keep this disc, I understand?
Yes, it's a gift to you from Jeff.
Jeff, if you're listening, thank you. If you're not listening, thank you anyway. Just the same, it's wonderful, wonderful stuff. It is kind of it's still warm. It's definitely warm from the presses.
It is.
Amazing. Yeah, so We are here with Dara and Andrew, and the show tonight is at Luna's Cafe, about 8:30 here in Sacramento, California. Mm-hmm. And wow, I couldn't be more excited. I've seen it the other way around. I've seen Dara sing with Felsen. Now I'm seeing Andrew play with Dara. So a duo tonight. Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah. That's how it'll be.
What if some crazy Sacramento musicians jump on stage and start playing with you guys too?
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Okay, so crazy Sacramento musicians, are you listening? Do that thing. Specifically bass and drums, because guitar and vocals are already spoken for. So I'm just putting the word out now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Dara, how long have you been making music?
Well, I've been writing since my second year of college.
A couple years ago.
Yep. Couple years ago.
Yep.
Yeah, and... And this particular album, my first album, which is Skyland, it took 7 years to make.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's I know, I guess sometimes...
That's 1 year for every 1.5 songs.
Right? I thought you were going to say one dog year.
Yeah, well, it was a project that spanned 3 continents.
Wow.
8 engineers. I think it was 5 cities.
And 1 polar vortex.
Yeah.
So
that's true, there was a polar vortex in there.
So which continents?
The Indian subcontinent.
Yep.
Actually, some recording was done, not recording, but mixing was done in Switzerland.
Wow.
And then a lot of recording,
that's the European continent.
Thank you, the European continent. And geography was never my strength. And a lot of recording was done in Evergreen, Colorado, and Santa Barbara, California.
That's North America.
Yeah, that's all North America.
But 2 different tectonic plates, so that's kind of
got
to count for something.
Also Los Angeles and Oakland.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Hey. Shout out to Oakland. Props for Oakland.
Oakland!
That's my green A's hat. For those of you into sports or not so much, it's an Oakland thing. Wow. So, and you lost 7 engineers along the way and managed to retain 1. How did you lose 7 engineers and get kicked out of 2 continents? How does that work?
That's a much better story. I like that one.
I can help you rationalize anything. That's a service I provide for free.
Uh-huh.
But wow, 8 engineers, seriously.
Yeah, well, a bunch of friends who all use the same recording equipment, but...
Yeah, probably... All working in Pro Tools.
Yeah, everybody in Pro Tools and everybody on their Macs, like in their living rooms, in their bedrooms.
Wow.
Sending the tracks to each other, mixing them, sending them along to the next group.
It was crazy.
It was crazy and pretty
How do you
fun.
Rein that all in? Usually you hear about one producer. I mean, so it sounds like it's kind of out of your hands for a minute. How do you rein it all in? Seriously.
Well, you know, it's kind of that like collaborative friends circle thing. This is actually a I didn't even know Andrew at the time. I knew Scarth, and Scarth is all over my album.
Mm.
He was one of the engineers on it. But it's this circle of friends that all work together. And in fact, we have a band of about 15 friends, some of whom are in the group that helped put my album together, doing a very similar kind of like engineering, international, intergalactic feat.
Wow. And, you know, thank goodness for the 21st century high-speed internet, you know, WAV files or AIFF files or whatever they are. Amazing.
Yeah.
And technology enables you to collaborate with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Our band is called the Happy Mediums. We could even play. I know, right? We could play a tune from them later if you want.
That would be fun. The Happy Mediums. That's a triple entendre at least.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. And Andrew, of course, I've been following Felsen for a lot of years. You know, you originally sent me a disc unsolicited and you said, hey, you're a Northern California radio guy. Here's some Northern California music you might like. And you know, of course, you were absolutely 100% correct. And I just found out through the magic of Facebook that Felsen is going to appear on a KFOG compilation. Do tell. That sounds fantastic.
It's kind of a big honor for us. For those of you here in Sacramento or listening, you know, outside of the area, KFOG is... kind of like one of the big rock and roll stations in the Bay Area and kind of a legendary station. And they have a, it's called a local scene compilation that they do every August. And this is the 11th year they're doing it. It's money to be raised for an organization called Music in Schools Today. And I've been waiting patiently for them to wise up and put Felsen on the compilation. Yes. Seems like all my friends' bands and lots of singer-songwriters I've known have been on it. And this is our fourth record that I've sent to them in 5 years, and they finally consented, and they're putting one of our tunes on there. So I'm very honored, and it kind of feels like a stamp of approval in some ways, at least in my head. Maybe it really isn't, but you know, good things will come from it. I know that they'll spin the song on air, you know, a couple of times, so you know, maybe a million people will hear it, which is incredible, you know.
Yeah.
A dream come true, really. And plus, I've been a fan of that radio station and just radio in general, you know, for many years. I've been in the Bay Area since 1998, and that was really the first radio station that I kind of connected with. And so I'm honored. I'm happy about it, excited about it. And the DJ who puts it together is Renee Richardson, who's kind of an icon of Bay Area broadcasting. And like, she really is like you, is a true believer in rock and roll. And I really love her a lot, and she is a huge supporter of local music, you know.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is cool, and I'm happy that we can be a part of it. So
I'm thrilled for you. I think I own some of those compilations, and it's nice when you see local artists who are really good getting their due. I mean, so many stations are just classic rock, and they play the same old tired stuff we've heard for years. I love it, but you know, I've heard it for years, and you guys work so hard. Another mutual friend of ours, Melissa Phillips, I think finally got her break and got her music played on KFOG. And you know, I'm shedding tears of joy for both you guys. It's just, it means a lot to me. When I drive to the Bay Area anywhere, as soon as I get over that last set of hills, I immediately go to 104.5 on my car radio and hoping I'll hear something good. So I know there's other people that are going to do the same thing. I'm within earshot of KFOG, and maybe they'll hear Felsen. That would just be a thrill for me, knowing that, for you actually getting people to hear your music. Wow.
I'd probably have a heart attack if I actually heard it over the airwaves.
Be still my heart. Yes. Yes, indeed. So you guys want to do us another song? I think this dovetails nicely with what we were just talking about.
Dara's kind enough to let me sing one of my own tunes today. So we're going to do the tune that KFOG is featuring. It's called Rock and Roll's Not Dead, and it's from our newest record. Hope you enjoy it.
Upload your identity and put it on infinite repeat mode. Enter your password here at the beep, hit send, then end. Type in your secret code.
Workers working in a catacomb.
But I've gone electric. You will feel your eardrums blown. I'm an ordinary worker working in a catacomb. But wait, there's an apparition,
a ghost in your head.
And though it's in grave condition,
rock and roll's not dead. Rock and roll's
not dead. Slow. Backstage, a drummer relaxes and waits between shows. But I've gone electric. You will feel your eardrums blown. I'm an ordinary worker. Working in a catacomb. apparition, a ghost in your head. And though it's in grave condition, rock and roll's not dead. Rock and roll's not dead. Rock and roll's not dead. Rock and roll's not dead.
Oh my gosh, we can end the show now. We just had ourselves a rock and roll moment. Amazing. Thank you so much, Andrew and Dara. Wow. You know what? That song also has the distinction of being the first song ever played at any of the Twirl Radio Presents live events. I believe that was the song you and Christian led off with. So, yeah. Wow. I'm sorry. I'm still speechless. Every time I hear that song, gets me. I remember that you know, indie pop darling Mary Lou Lord was touched by that one. You know, we had a whole conversation online, and she's like, "Who is this?" She sent me a private note. She said on her page, "What are you guys listening to? Turn me on to something new." So 200 of us or more just posted songs and clips and everything. She sent me a personal note saying, "What did you just send me? I need to know more about these guys." And I know Art and your band is a big fan of her, so that kind of meant something to him too. But you know, people I think really connect with that song.
Yeah, it's, I think there's something about it. I think there's like an honesty and a sincerity about it that I don't know, it just really it's just kind of lacking, I think, in a lot of areas, not just musically but in other areas of people's life right now. And you know, one thing about Felsen that I believe is that we wear our heart on our sleeve, and I'm not afraid to do that. I'm not afraid to admit it. And I think people respond to that. I think that's what people are getting out of that tune. You know, I really do believe in rock and roll. You know, clearly you do.
Yeah.
And that's why you're here every week doing this for many years. And I just think it has power to it. And I don't believe that it's a dead medium. And I think it's alive. And I think it has power to do what it did for me as a kid, you know. And I'm sure there are tons of people all over the world that this music has affected, you know. And gosh, I mean, how influential it's been, just as a medium of change all over the world. I generally think change for the better too.
Yeah.
So I'm doing my little part to keep the good ship rock and roll afloat just a little bit longer, keep the art form moving, and clearly you are too. So
big time. And I think I always get a little worried about rock and roll too, and it's a reaffirming anthem, but you know, rock may not be pop music anymore. I think everybody's definition of pop, you know, popular music, I think in the old days it was jazz, and then it became, you know, pop and then rock. And I'm almost thinking that maybe the pop music world has passed rock by, because if I tune into the radio, I don't ever hear any new rock, or at least what I consider rock. And what you guys are singing, I consider rock. But if you ask somebody who's 15 years old, it sounds, when they hear the word rock, it sounds much harder. It sounds something like Korn or something like that. You know, it's, I don't know how the definition could change. As somebody who's about, 52 years old, give or take, I think of rock and I hear this. It's just, it seems like the definition has changed, for lack of a better term.
I think that's okay, though. I think it's all right for things to keep changing and evolving. And, you know, for that 15-year-old kid, it means something different to him than it's going to mean to me and you. But I think that's okay. And I think there's a lot of really great rock and roll music happening right now. Yeah. And I don't think there's any shortage of it. I think I think the industry is a mess, and it's in total free fall, and it's just a disaster. But I don't think that is in any indicator that the art form is like there's not enough good quality stuff, as you're well aware, because you've devoted yourself to spinning local homegrown indie music, and you probably get a couple of cool new CDs every week from people who are vibrant and alive and doing something creative and passionate, just like what Dara's doing and what Felsen's doing and all these other people we've mentioned, you know.
I find it and it finds me, and I just want to keep going. I've got a nice CD here from Lanny Flowers in Texas that I have to crack into, and a guy named Sean O'Brien, I think, in the Bay Area sent me something I have to crack into. So, and something from the Britannicas, you know, Joe Algeria in Australia sent me one this week, and I'm not bragging. I'm just thinking I've got a feast to dive into, and you know, if I tune through the radio dial and don't hear it, that's the job here, is to get it heard. And once we're on the air in the fall, KUBU-FM at Access Sacramento, then we're going to get people in their cars listening to it too. Woo-hoo. So you guys are both going to be heard by car people driving around cars in downtown Sacramento starting around October. Yes.
Yeah.
And Dara, boy, you just rounded out that song. You know, wow, nice backing vocals on that. You fit in perfectly, just like we knew you would.
Thank you. It's an honor to get to sing with Felsen and the other bands that you know I'm so lucky to get to sing with. I feel really fortunate.
Absolutely, you know, and they don't let just anybody into Felsen, so understand this. I've been trying for 5 years.
We're a very selective zoo.
Wow, so that's really great. So Andrew, what's coming up for Felsen? I believe you have some live gigs coming up in the summer.
Thanks for asking. Yeah, we have a couple of things this month. The best way to check it out is to go to my favorite Felsen website is our Bandcamp website. So if you're interested, it's felsen.bandcamp.com. that's our Felsen Bandcamp page. But we have a couple of house concerts in the Bay Area, the 26th and 27th of July. Those are really special and fun because it's a different vibe than the bar gig or the nightclub type of gig we often do. And then we have, we're playing at the Starry Plow in Berkeley.
Nice.
On August 22nd. And then we're playing at the Relic Tavern in Benicia on the 29th of August. And then we're playing in beautiful downtown hipster Oakland on Friday, 26th of September, playing with great Sacramento band Belly Gunner.
All right.
With our buddy Gabriel Nelson, and Ann Bacon is also playing that night too. And I think we're going to play the You Love Festival in October and maybe try to squeeze in a little bit of a tour this year. I know I'm meditating on that /negotiating with my wife.
There you go.
/ looking at the band bank account.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All the various powers that be, the iron triangle of rock music there.
Yes.
And there's a very special event that includes both Felsen and Dara Ackerman. Ooh. Coming up on July 27th, Sunday, at a home venue of our good friend Lori Wagner. It's called 27 Powers.
Hmm. That's actually the address. It's 27 Powers Court in Alameda, which is my hometown.
Okay.
And it's all the info's on our website, but that's I'm really excited about that one. I think that's going to be a very beautiful gig.
Yeah, limited seating. It's going to be outdoors, 7 to 9 p.m.
Nice.
In their beautiful garden. It's very intimate, wine and snacks, and ooh, it's going to be really sweet.
Twilight on the Bay with you guys. Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wonderful music, wonderful atmosphere.
I think you should come down for that.
Yeah.
July 27th, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's so much.
Early evening. You'll be back in Sacramento by 10:45.
Be back in time for the news and Jimmy Fallon or whatever.
Exactly.
Wow. There's a lot of stuff I need to do. And most of it revolves around your respective bands. So there we go.
Sweet.
Wow. We're running up against the bottom of the hour again. What should we do? Should we pop another CD in, Dara, and let her rip here? One more song before the bottom of the hour? Choices,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, right?
A lot of options.
I want to give props to the many, many friends who play on my album, and a bunch of them are on this song, which is one of the rough mixes of our coming Happy Mediums debut album. This track is called Watermelon.
Ah, which track?
Track 4, and it features Mark Moore, Scarth Locke, Danny Moynihan, Austin Nicholson, our friend Akbar on drums, and Tommy Jordan of Gegita is on this as well. And it's one of my favorites.
Awesome. So let's give the Happy Mediums a listen as we end the segment. And we'll be back with more Dara Ackerman and Andrew Griffin after these.
Sing around you, but when I start to touch down, I drown in the watermelon collie sound. I want to see you open and sugar in my soul is like a puppy panting at an empty bowl alone. I moan, water me long, me a bone. Come on.
This is the radio station you've always wanted. The Voice of Sacramento, created with you in mind. Free Speech Radio is alive and well in Sacramento on The Voice of Sacramento.
88.7, The Voice, as the man just said. This is Twirl Radio. I'm Mike, and I'm here with Dara Ackerman and Andrew Griffin for the last half hour of the show. You guys, this time has just gone by like crazy. I can't believe how fast your time here has been flying by here.
Yeah.
Radio time, I don't know. I think the Earth's rotation speeds up during radio time, and during, especially when there's great musicians like you guys. So we are going to do, I guess you're going to grace us with two more live songs, maybe a few off the CDs as well. So yeah. What are we going to hear, Dara?
Yeah. Let's do The Love I Want off of Skyland.
Awesome.
I have the love I want. I only have to say I have the love I want. Only have to say it is just a way to be. It's not how you have to stay. Be how you want to be. You just have to say you have the love you want. You only have to say you have the love you want. Only have to say it is just a way to see. Live this way, dreaming up the world to be, and being it today. We'd have the love we want. We'd only have to say We have the love we want. Only have to say,
fantastic. Beautiful song. And that's also on the Skyline album?
It is.
How can my listeners buy Skyline album, the Skyline album, and also hear more about you?
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
How can they get Skyline and you'll learn more about Dara Ackerman and where you've been, where you're going, where you're going to be playing, etc.?
Okay. Thanks for asking. The most wonderful way to buy Skyline is directly from our nonprofit record label, Earth Film Music. It's a bit of a mouthful. In fact, you might want to have a pen handy to write this down. The link is earthville.org/Skyland-Dara-Ackerman. As you can tell, it's under construction at the moment. Yes.
Got to have the dashes, though.
That's right. So you can buy it there.
Okay.
An easy way to get to the link is to go to my Facebook music page, which is Dara Ackerman Music.
That works.
Yeah.
It's Dara is D-A-R-A. Why, thank you, Andrew. Ackerman is A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N music. And while you're there, if you want to like my music page, I would be very happy.
I ain't going to stop you.
Okay. Yeah. And you can see all of our news there. You can see the whole list of activities for my little Skyline summer tour that's happening right now, starting with Sacramento today.
Is this the first night of the tour right here?
It is.
Wow. And we got you here before the first show. The first show is happening right now in the Twirl Studios. That's awesome.
Yeah. And if you scroll up and down the page, you can find the link. The link to my album.
That's awesome. And you don't even need dashes to do that. That's for those people on the other website. Dash, we're a dash-free environment here.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's wonderful. And the whole album is just a great vocal album. Very intimate. Like the song you just performed, wow, the vocals are so intimate. I was listening in headphones, and I'm thinking, it's like you're right here in the room with me. Well, okay, I know you are. I know you are. But I think the folks listening at home would also concur that it feels like you're right in the room. Just, you're very present.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I'm just thrilled. You know, two great musicians here. I think we're going to have time for one more live track, but I understand the way the music biz works. Sometimes guitarists need to tune guitars and such. So why don't we play another track of yours, Dara? What should we hit? It'll be right off this Skyline CD.
Let's do the title track, Skyline.
Here comes Skyline, Dara Ackerman.
Soul.
88.7, The Voice, and our guest of the hour, Dara Ackerman, and the title track from her wonderful debut CD, Skyland. 7 years in the making, and here we are today with a wonderful disc in hand. Dara's with me, Andrew Griffin's with me. Want to send out a few shouts. We got some folks listening tonight, tomorrow. I think we're ranging all the way from 5:40 p.m. Pacific to like 8:40 a.m. Perth, Western Australia. So we've got Sparky Shock Pop from Scrub Radio listening in North Carolina. Hey, Sparky. We've got Duncan Fora, the legendary ex-Bay City Roller and ex-member of Rabbit, listening in Las Vegas. And Duncan, we played the title track of Machine from the Other Side a little earlier in the show. Want to send out a shout to Joyce listening in New York. Want to say hi to the aforementioned Joe Algieri listening tomorrow morning in Perth, Western Australia. That is, if he's able to get his iPad working and figure out how to listen to the stream on that. And want to send out a shout to Greg listening in San Diego, California. That brings us up to date. Dara, I believe you had a few shouts as well.
I do. I want to say hi to my friends who played on that song, Skyland. Joe right. Woodard, Jim Connolly, Tom Lackner. They just did such a beautiful job. Mark Moore, who's the man behind the curtain on all of these songs. And to my other many friends who played on the album, Ellen Turner, Lauren Olds, Amy McLean of McLean and Cole, Rob Taylor of Cat OK, Eric Oberthaler. I actually aspired to play all of their music wow. on this show today too, but maybe that'll have to be another time.
We will need another 2 hours with you guys.
Okay.
Maybe in the fall when we're on Access Sacramento's KUBU FM, when we get on FM, maybe you guys can come back.
Ooh, that'll be awesome.
Anybody? By the way, we kind of interrupted. Was there anybody else to thank in that group there? Did we hit everybody?
I don't think we did, but I'd have to have it in front of. There are actually 20 friends play on the album.
It's good to have friends like that. Wow.
It is. Yeah.
And the Academy, of course.
Yes, of course. Yes. Yes.
So we've got time, a little more time. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show, maybe a little bit less. Looks like we've got time for one more live track. What are we going to do, guys?
Ooh, let's do a Felsen song.
Awesome.
All right, so we're going to do a tune called Greetings from the Ghost of Heavy Metal Rock and Roll.
Awesome, thank you.
Kind of a rock and roll themed show today. Greetings from the ghost of heavy metal rock and roll. I'm here to free your soul from blunt headphone trauma, chronic insomnia, rotting away at your core. Greetings from the ghost, I love you. I'm here to free your mortal soul from chronic insomnia and pacing the night on the floor.
Greetings from the ghost of heavy metal rock and roll. Do the beautiful people scare you like they scare me too? I'm here to show you love like when we were younger. You swept me under, we were the best of friends.
Greetings from the ghost, I love ya. I'm here to free your mortal souls from chronic insomnia and pacing the night on the floor.
Greetings from the ghost of heavy metal rock and roll. I'm a true believer in the worst way. I'm a true believer. Oh.
Be
where despair lurks around every corner. Do you realize with your mother's prayers tonight, you're still alive? No, I'll be here till the end of time. Greetings from the ghost, I love ya. I'm here to free your mortal souls from chronic insomnia and pacing the night on the floor. Greetings from the ghosts of heavy metal rock and roll. Oh, greetings from the ghosts of heavy metal rock and roll. I'm a true believer in the worst way. 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 In the worst way. In the worst way. Greetings from the ghost of heavy metal rock and roll.
Greetings from the ghost of heavy metal rock and roll.
Greetings from the ghost of heavy metal rock and roll.
Greetings from the ghost of heavy metal rock and roll.
Greetings from the ghost of heavy metal rock and roll.
Greetings from the ghost of heavy metal rock and roll.
Greetings from the ghost of heavy metal rock and roll.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. That was powerful. Okay, so again, we're not supposed to play favorites, but you know what? Out of all the kids on that album, you play my two favorite kids. You bookended that album for me. And, you know, if we were going to recreate it perfectly in the studio, I would start having to throw stuff around because that song on the album just descends into total chaos. It's just amazing.
Thanks. It's a moment. Yeah, it's a really beautiful. That was just a beautiful experience making that little moment of the record. So yeah, it was beautiful. It was kismet too, and it wasn't planned. Mm. It was kind of a happy accident. It just kind of happened.
Because it like falls apart. I mean, the song is very tight and tightly wound. It's got a message, and then it just falls apart at the end. Reminds me of a Who concert or something like that. The way the song kind of.
When they kick over the drums and break the guitars.
Exactly, and, yeah. Exactly. You're sonically doing something like that in the song. And then you have the little coda at the end of that last little killer track at the end, Tierra del Fuego.
Yeah, that to us, that it's both of those tunes are kind of like one thing. Like the tune Greetings from the Ghost of Heavy Metal Rock,
yeah.
And segues in it to Tierra del Fuego. And it's kind of like one through composition. That's the idea, at least. And like when we heard that Tierra, when we had that finally mixed, and we're like, all right, that's how adults play rock and roll music right there.
Yeah.
We're proud of that.
I would love to hear you do like a 5-minute version of that on stage sometime. Just jam
Done.
On it.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be tonight, but sometime.
Not a problem. That can be arranged.
Awesome. I cannot believe how fast this time is going. We're here with Dara Ackerman and Andrew Griffin. They're playing a show tonight. Dara, give us the details one more time for our listeners.
Yes, we are playing at Luna's Cafe in downtown Sacramento. We go on at 8:30 p.m. I'll be opening for two other wonderful performers.
I think Christopher.
Yeah, Fairman. Chris Fairman and Calling Tempo. And it's a $5 cover. Be sure to come early and get a seat and grab some dinner because that place is cozy, tiny, and there's usually a line around the block.
That is true, especially tonight, second Saturday night, Art Walk in Sacramento, sure to be a crowd. Wow, indeed. Hey, why don't we play another song off of Skyland? Which one are we going to hear?
All right, let's do Not Afraid.
Not Afraid. That would be track number 2, and here we go. Dara Ackerman, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Do 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 do.
88.7, The Voice, and wrapping up today's show with Dara Ackerman and Not Afraid off the wonderful Skyland release. Dara Ackerman and Andrew Griffin, thank you guys both so much for hanging out with me here on the radio today.
Oh, thank you for having us. This has been so much fun, Mike.
And, you know, fun for me too. We're going to be seeing you guys at Luna's in a little bit, Sacramento, I think 16th and N Streets, if I'm not mistaken. So you guys are going on first as a duo? That's how it's going to work?
8:30 tonight at Luna's Cafe, downtown Sacramento.
Sounds good. And real quick, band website names, real quick.
You can find me most easily at facebook.com/Dara Ackerman Music.
How do you spell that?
Thank you. You spell that DaraAckerman Music.
Awesome. And Andrew,
this will be on the test.
Where do we find you? We have like 10 seconds left. Where do we find you?
FELSEN.bandcamp.com. FELSEN.bandcamp.com.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for hanging with me. This has been Twirl Radio. I'm Mike Lidskin. Stay tuned for the Global Cafe with Lady Jamari. She's on next here at the Voice of Sacramento. See you next week. Bye now.
Streaming worldwide at accesssacramento.org. This is the Voice of Sacramento.